WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. And that, of course, means that we have a Fun Friday question for you. And today's question is, what is your favorite game? It is National Video Games Day, but it could be a video game, a board game, a card game, a sport, an activity. What is your favorite game? And yes, you know I'm going to play the Cardigans at some point this morning. Scott says, pin the tail on the donkey. Henry says, tennis. Not bad, says, Battleship for my board game pick. Battleship's a fun one. I actually prefer the original to the electronic talking battleship. I mean, it was always cool when you went over somebody's house and they're like, well, I have electronic talking battleship. Yeah, let's play that. But that kind of got annoying to me after a while. But when it came to like board games when we were younger, there was one that I know Gen X kids will remember that was one of the freakiest games, but I wish I had one now. I should probably see if I can find one on eBay. It was called Mr. Game Show, and it had an animatronic game show host on like a pedestal who would talk and like read you the questions. And he talked like you'd expect a game show host to talk. And like when I was younger and I would have my practice like fake radio voice, that's who I modeled it after. I modeled it after Mr. Game Show. So I guess I owe my career to Mr. Game Show. But that was a fun game. My cousins had that. And I used to insist on playing it every time I went over their house. Not only because of the animatronic game show host, but also because it was a trivia game and I've always been good at those. You know, other people would pull out Monopoly, I'd be like, oh, anything but Monopoly. Okay, well, how about Life? Oh, even worse. Risk? Stratego? No, thank you. Boring. What was the... Mousetrap was always kind of fun, though. I liked Mousetrap. And then any of the, like, spooky games, like Ghost Castle and things like that, I used to love playing those games. But now it's, you know, it's harder to find those. And then all the different Trivial Pursuits, for the most part, when my ex-wife and I first got married, actually even before when we were dating, we started collecting like all those Trivial Pursuit games, and we would just, even if we were just playing against each other, but we would have them so that anytime we would go to like a family, like Thanksgiving dinner or something, or Easter dinner, we'd pull out one of the Trivial Pursuit games, and it would turn into a fight. Because if she couldn't be, she always wanted to be on my team. But then if she wasn't, because the rest of the family would be like, no, you're both good at trivia. Like you should be, one of you should be on the other person's team. And like you shouldn't be on the same team. You should be on opposite teams. And so then if I inevitably started winning, she'd accuse me of cheating. One time she said that I must take all the cards like into the bathroom and close the door so nobody knows I'm in there and read all the cards and memorize them. And I was like, no, I just only know stupid things. I only know dumb trivia. But anyway, 508-996-0500. What is your favorite game? That is our Fun Friday question from D's Hot Dogs. You can also answer it on our Facebook page. You can also send in an app chat message and open line voicemails on the WBSM app with it. And I think, you know, we can get some pretty interesting responses out of this. Also, don't forget, too, we still have your opportunity. Speaking of games, you can still enter to win tickets to see the Red Sox, the Cape Air giveaway. that we've been talking about, where all you have to do is walk into the New Bedford Regional Airport, walk up to the Cape Air desk and ask the agent about the new New Bedford to Boston route. Just by asking that question, just by finding out more information, you don't have to book, you don't have to reserve, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just ask about it. And for asking, they will enter you into a contest to win tickets to see the Red Sox next week. And you'll be sitting in the Nesson box seats. The game is next Thursday. But there, we originally had been telling you they were going to pull the winner on Wednesday. They decided that they wanted to give you a little bit more time to figure out like who's going to go with you and all that. So they're actually going to pick the winner on Monday next week. That means you only have until Sunday to get in there and ask about this new Bedford to Boston route that's going to start on September 29th. So you need to go in and ask about it by Sunday, and then you'll be entered to win those Nesson tickets. And if you want to try to go for free on Cape Air, we are giving away a pair of passes. Just go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Click on the free Cape Air passes option of the menu at the top. And then you just have to do a couple of things. And each thing that you do on that page will earn you another entry into possibly winning those free Cape Air passes. And speaking of the first day of the Boston, New Bedford to Boston route from Cape Air, I'll be there that morning broadcasting live from 6 to 9 at the New Bedford Airport on September 29th. And then right after I'm done with my show, Chris McCarthy will be there broadcasting live from 9 to noon. So no matter when you can get yourself over to the airport, come on by. I'm sure they're going to have all kinds of celebration things going on and dignitaries there and things like that. So it'll be a great time. Come on by. And you can also, we bring an extra microphone so that, you know, instead of calling into the show to give your thoughts to Chris or I, you can come in and sit down with us. Now, there is one little hang up to that broadcast on September 29th. At 8:10 p.m., the first 8:10 a.m., 10 past 8 in the morning, the first flight will leave from New Bedford to Boston from Cape Air on this new daily route. I am going to be on that flight. It's become this new thing now where if there's a new mode of transportation, I'm going to be there the first day taking that mode of transportation so I can talk to you about it. So when South Coast Rail was finished and the new Fall River New Bedford line began service, I wasn't on the first train because I was just a little too early, but I was on the second train broadcasting from the train, and it was fun. It worked out pretty well. I won't be able to actually broadcast from the plane because you can't have your phone on. I mean, you can have your phone on, but it's going to be in airplane mode. So I wouldn't be able to broadcast from there. And I'm not sure that it would work anyway. I don't know. I'm sure they go too high and all of that. But what I will do is I will be recording audio and recording video. And then when I touch down about 35 minutes after I take off, because it's only 35 minutes gate to gate, I will then share that with you on our socials, and I will call into Chris's program and let him know what that ride was like, because I'm going to be hanging out at Logan and then taking the first flight from Logan to New Bedford at 2 p.m. So it's going to be quite the day, I think, and I will be letting you know exactly what it's like to go through the TSA in New Bedford, to get on board the plane, to take that flight, and what it's like when you get to Logan. I can give you that first-person perspective for all of it. Now, what's going to happen with the show? Well, I'm on the air since the flight leaves at 8:10. I'm going to talk to some people about that. I know it's normally the time that we have the city council president on the program taking your calls, and I'd like to have him still be involved with that, but I've got to ask him a question about that first. So I'll talk to him about that Monday. And then we can, if this plan doesn't work, I'll have something for you. Don't worry. We'll have something on the air for you at that time. But this is going to be pretty exciting, pretty fun to have the opportunity to report to you right away what it's like taking that first flight from New Bedford to Boston and then back again. I've also never been on a plane that small. And as someone who's afraid of heights, this will be pretty interesting for me. But I love flying. I have no problem getting on an airplane and flying. So we'll see how it goes. So come on down to the airport on September 29th and hang out with us. But make sure you get over there by Sunday of this weekend so that you can enter to win those Red Sox tickets. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. The other story that I want to bring your attention to, and I'm actually working on writing this up for the website now, but wanted to let you know that the Dartmouth Natural Resources Trust has reported that a black bear mother and cub have been sighted at Pascomancet Woods. So the bears normally aren't aggressive. Keep that in mind. Bears are normally not aggressive. They don't want to come after you and attack you unless they're provoked. They're just going to lumber around. I mean, you shouldn't be walking up to them. But if you are out there walking on the trails and you encounter the bear, just know the bear is probably going to turn around and keep walking. You're kind of insignificant to the bear until the bear feels like you're a threat. And because this is a mother and cub, you have to be careful because the mother may feel protective of the cub. And according, the DNRT suggests if you do encounter a bear, talk loudly in a calm voice and back away very slowly. Do not approach the bear. Keep your dog on a leash. Never allow them to chase or interact with the bears. And while hiking, be observant of your surroundings to prevent any unwarranted interaction. So yes, if you see a bear, if you are out walking on the trails and you encounter a bear, talk loudly but calmly. Project your voice. But don't sound angry. Don't sound threatening. Just say, "Hi, bear. How you doing? I don't want to bother you. Hopefully you won't bother me. Have a great day. I really like your coat. I wish I had a fur coat." Oh, no, wait. Don't take that the wrong way. And then be slowly backing away as you're talking. Don't run. Do not run. If you run, the bear will chase you and the bear will win. I don't care if you once won the gold medal in track and field and the Bay State Games in 1988. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. I don't care what your finishing time was for the New Bedford Half Marathon. The bear will win. Don't run from the bear. Slowly walk away backward. And then when you're far enough away, that's when you can pull out your phone and take a photo. Don't do it when the bear is, within striking distance of you. Do it when you're a safe distance away. And then you can send it to us on the WBSM app. But the bear doesn't want to be in your selfie. So asking the bear to just wait a minute. Hold on. And especially me, because I have that 5-second countdown on my selfies so I can make sure I know where I'm looking. The bear is not going to wait for those 5 seconds. So don't do the selfie thing. Wait until you're safely far enough away and then take your photo. 508-996-0500. If you are also looking for work or if you just want to make a little bit of extra money, maybe you're retired, maybe you are a stay-at-home parent. Maybe you want a schedule that will only take up a few hours of your day, but still give you great pay. Trembly Bus is looking for bus monitors, bus drivers, van drivers, bus mechanics. And it's a great way to earn money while helping local students. And as we always point out, you don't need a CDL to apply. They can train you. They can make sure that you get your CDL. So to find out more, just go to tbcbus.com, TBC, Trembly Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and find out more. And you could be helping those kids get to school, but also helping to put some good money in your pocket as well. tbcbus.com. All right, we will be right back. See, there's a great song you probably forgot about. And, yeah, Lisa Loeb is awesome. So we're going to have the Gen X Files coming up for you in just a few moments. We'll also continue on with our Fun Friday question today, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What is your favorite game? That can be board game, video game, card game, sport, activity, any of that. We can talk about all of that coming up, too. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A TikTok challenge lands a Rhode Island teen in the hospital. Possible deaths of two women in California being investigated. And has NASA found ancient life on Mars?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A man is hospitalized after taking part in a TikTok challenge, according to the North Smithfield, Rhode Island Fire and Rescue Service. The 18-year-old and a 16-year-old poured gasoline on themselves, then lit themselves on fire and jumped off a bridge into the water below. The incident happened on Saturday at Slatersville Reservoir. The older teen suffered second and third degree burns. The younger boy was not injured. Ghana is agreeing to accept West African nationals deported from the U.S., according to President John Dramani Mahama. 14 deportees have already arrived, and the government facilitated their return to their home countries. Mahama did not specify how many deportees he would accept, but he justified his decision by saying West Africans, quote, don't need a visa anyway to come to Ghana. The Trump administration has approached a number of African governments, including South Sudan and Rwanda, about accepting deportees. One person is dead, five others injured following a mass shooting yesterday morning in Tampa.
Our detectives are scouring through leads, but we do know that there's witnesses out there. We need those witnesses to come forward. No matter how small of a detail, it could make a significant impact in this case.
That's Police Chief Lee Burkaw. He says that three of the victims were found at an apartment complex. Police picked up two others nearby. A sixth went to the hospital later on. Burkaw says the five surviving victims are cooperating with the investigation. Police believe that this may have stemmed from a previous dispute. NASA says it's found possible evidence of an ancient life on Mars. On Wednesday, the agency held a news conference about a rock that was collected in July of 2024 by NASA's Perseverance rover. Officials say the sample, dubbed Sapphire Canyon, appears to contain evidence of past microbial life on the red planet. Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy said the scientists tell him that they can't find another explanation for what appears to be leopard spots and other indications of past life on the rock. NASA said the only way to confirm the findings is to return the sample to Earth. The deaths of two women whose bodies were discovered in cars this week in California, both being investigated as homicides.
On Monday, a woman's decomposed body was found in the trunk of a Tesla in a tow yard in Hollywood. The car belongs to singer David, who is cooperating with the investigation. On Tuesday, the remains of another woman were found in a scorched Honda Civic in a tow yard in South L.A. Police say the family of that woman had filed a missing persons report. Her body was partially burned. Authorities do not believe that the cases are related. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Best-selling author John Grisham set to publish a nonfiction book about Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson.
He testified at a hearing last year in Austin.
There are a lot of innocent people in prison, and that's why I do this work. That's why I get involved in these cases.
His book will be called Shaken, The Rush to Execute an Innocent Man, and it will focus on the highly debated science behind shaken baby syndrome. It was used to convict Roberson for the death of his daughter. An execution date is set for next month. The book comes out in June. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
So you're walking down the streets of Paris or dining on a cafe patio, and suddenly a flash mob performance of Bohemian Rhapsody breaks out. That's what happened recently in a city block. And the video has gone viral since it was posted earlier in the week. The video begins with three female singers and a male singer opening upstairs windows and performing the opening verse, then joined by pianist Julian Cohen with the piano in the middle of the square. Lead singer Mickey Castillo arrives in a carriage, and other singers and musicians join in. The performance marked the 50th anniversary of when Queen began recording the song.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the Yankees at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Patriots take on the Dolphins Sunday at 1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning and happy Friday, everyone. Waking up to temperatures in the mid to upper 50s this morning on the South Coast, and plenty of sunshine here. Clouds decreasing throughout the morning, leaving us with a stellar afternoon. Not just mostly sunny, but pretty comfortable, largely in the low 70s. So a little bit cooler than where we were yesterday afternoon and a little below average. But for this time of year, we're getting into fall. It's September. Hey, maybe you want to wear a sweatshirt. Well, you'll be able to do that at least as we move into the evening and we get back down into the 60s and eventually the 50s once again. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, let's do it.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date with the Gen X Files. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Joe Pantoliano, or Joey Pants as he's known, is celebrating a birthday today. The Goonies and Sopranos actor turns 74 years old. Film composer Hans Zimmer is 68. Problem Child star Amy Yazbek is 63. She was also in Robin Hood Men in Tights. Musician Ben Folds is 59. And comedian Louis C.K. turns 58. Jennifer Nettles, singer for the country group Sugarland, who also played Amy Lee on The Righteous Gemstones, is 51 today. Rapper 2 Chainz turns 48. How is 2 Chainz older than me? Former NBA center Yao Ming is 45, and singer and actress Jennifer Hudson is 44. Actress Emmy Rossum of Shameless and actor Alfie Allen, you know him as Theon Greyjoy on Game of Thrones, they both turned 39. Singer Kelsey Ballerini is 32, while actress Sydney Sweeney turns 28 today. So keep that in mind, all you dirty old men. In 1966, NBC aired the first episode of the Monkees TV show in the United States. The series ran for a total of 58 episodes. And speaking of TV, it was on this date in 1978 that the show Taxi premiered on ABC. With one of the most jazziest, funkiest, low-key songs on television. In 1983, the animated G.I. Joe miniseries, based on the toys of the same name, debuted in syndication. That miniseries proved so popular that it became a regular ongoing series. Also, speaking of cartoons, in 1983, on this date, Inspector Gadget debuted on ABC and later went into syndication. On this date in 1987, Michael Jackson kicked off his Bad World Tour by playing the first of three sold-out shows at Korakuen Stadium in Tokyo, Japan. By the end of the 123-date tour, Jackson had played to over 4 million fans across 15 countries. In 1989, Aerosmith released their 10th studio album, Pump, via Geffen Records. The album, which featured the Grammy-winning hit Janie's Got a Gun and the chart-topping Love in an Elevator, peaked at number 5 on the U.S. charts and was certified septuple platinum by the RIAA in 1995. September 12, 1990, Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac announced that they were leaving the band at the end of their current tour. At that time, some believe that Nicks and McVie's departures were hastened by bad blood in the wake of Fleetwood's memoir, Fleetwood, My Life and Adventures in Fleetwood Mac. That was Mick Fleetwood's memoir. And, of course, as we know, they reunited 7 years later and went back out on tour and had more problems again in the future. In 1992, NBC canceled all of its Saturday morning cartoons and opted to air Saved by the Bell, California Dreams, NBA Inside Stuff, Name Your Adventure, and a weekend version of The Today Show. It marked the end of all children's programming entirely on the network and pretty much was the death knell for Saturday morning cartoons across all of television. Thanks, NBC.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
And on September 12, 2003, Johnny Cash died at the age of 71, leaving behind a legacy of foundational music with a catalog that spanned country, folk, blues, rockabilly, and rock hits. And, of course, he had that late career resurgence with those American recordings. That's the Gen X Files for September 12th, 2025. All right, we are going to continue on with our Fun Friday discussion brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. Our question today is, what is your favorite game? It can be a sport, an activity, a board game, a video game. There's so many options when it comes to that. One game that I used to love when I was younger is I loved to play pool. I don't do it nearly as much as I used to back then, but we used to do it every weekend. Me and my friends, we would either come to Fairhaven from Wareham, and we would either go to Pockets, which was in this plaza over where Cardoza's Liquors is now, or we would go to Bowler's Country Club, which is where Stop and Shop is now. And then of course you'd hit Strawberries Records and Tapes, which is where Scramblers is now. And then when we were old enough, you'd go into Amazing and buy a few magazines to share with your friends, which is where Amazing is now. Funny how times change, but people's interest in adult literature does not. So the story has changed, though. But the idea of, you know, calling that a game to us would have been, no, we're just shooting pool. No, we're not serious about it. It's not a game. No. But a lot of people do take it very seriously. There are billiards tournaments and pool tournaments all over the South Coast. So that might be your favorite game. As I was mentioning, you know, bowling is something that I partake in every week and in a league. And although it's competitive, we don't take it too seriously. But that's a lot of fun. And it's making a comeback. People have really started to get back into bowling after it had kind of died out for a few years. So I don't know if it's because there's so much of it now on television that people are watching it and getting into it. I don't know, but it's certainly become very popular, even though it can be an expensive sport to get started with. But once you get into it, like, and once you make that initial investment, there's not a lot of ongoing, unless you're going to, you know, keep upgrading, but you get a ball and you get that ball drilled to your hand, you know, that's going to last you a long time. The most that you're going to have to spend money on is your shoes will get worn out. But bowling shoes are, you know, between $40 and $100. So it's not a terribly expensive thing to get involved in. In league play, for example, you know, we play every Thursday, and it costs $25 a week. And you play 3 games. And then you win money at the end no matter what. So, you know, I look at it as this. I'm paying $25 a week to get out of the house for a few hours, spend time with my brother. My dad is now on our team. So it's just a nice time. So that's what I like about it. But it's also, you know, something that many other people take super seriously. Like one of the teams in our league who just is a little bit too crazy about it. But anyway, also, if you are interested in one of your activities that you're interested in is walking or running. The Podkawa 5K is coming up on October 5th here in Fairhaven, and I'll be walking it once again. I don't run, but I'll be walking it at a brisk pace because I do want to beat my time from last year. I've improved my time each year, so I'm hoping to do that again. But this is a fundraiser that raises money to help families that are dealing with cancer. So it's not about the cancer research per se, but it's about all the ancillary things that a family battling cancer needs. And that's what the Podkawa Fund does, because Dr. Podkawa's wife, Nicole, died from cancer. So this is what they started as a way to help other families that were going through the same thing. And because of my own cancer journey, this, you know, took on this. I did it the first year because I got asked to do it. And so I said, sure, I'll do that. I've been losing a little weight. Let's see how I can do. And then about a month after I did that, I was diagnosed with cancer, with kidney cancer. So it took on new meaning for me last year when I did it. And certainly I want to help raise as much money as we can. So this year I'm putting together a team. And so if you'd like to be part of that team, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, and I'll tell you how you can sign up. It doesn't mean that you have to stay with me the whole time. If you are going to be faster than I am, if you're going to be slower than I am, if you want to run and try to do, you know, a personal best, whatever it may be, we're just on the same fundraising team. So we're all kind of working together, and it all counts toward our team just in terms of the final rankings. And that's all in fun. So if you want to take part in that, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, and we'll get you signed up. It's Sunday, October 5th. It's a very easy course. It's all straight. It's all flat. No hills. We actually do it from the cancer center. We walk down there. We go out onto, I don't remember the name of the road, Mill Road. And then we take a left on that, on Bridge Street, I guess. And we walk down to a certain point there, turn around, and come back and walk the same way again. Now, there are a couple of changes to that. We're going to have someone on to come on and talk with us about it. But there are a couple of changes to make you aware of this year. In the past, people have walked with their dogs. They don't want you to bring dogs this year. We'll let them get into all the reasons why for that. But no dogs this year taking part in the walk. And also, they are not going to have water cups like they have in the past. They will have water stations, but they're trying to cut down on the mess and the waste. So they want you to bring a refillable bottle. But again, we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the event. But if you want to take part in it and you want to be part of my team, just reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com. Love to have you. We'll all gather together before and after in the parking lot of the Cancer Center. WBSM is going to be there with the street team. So it'll be a fun time to raise money for a great cause. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
In a world of postmodern fad, what was good now is bad. It's not hard to understand. Just follow the simple path. Follow your heart, your intuition.
And I remember the controversy when that song came out. That's Jewel, Intuition. And it was controversial because here was Jewel, this singer, songwriter, folksy person. I mean, I remember back in the day when she first got started, when Who Will Save Your Soul first started hitting like college radio, BRU, that kind of thing. You could still, like, you could log on to AOL and she would be on Instant Messenger and you could chat with her. And it was really her. Like, I talked to her many times back in those days. And she was always responsive to fans back. And then, you know, you become famous and people have this idea of what they think that you are. And at the time, all these pop stars, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Pink, they had all become huge stars at that time. And so Jewel puts out this song and people are like, oh my God, she sold out. She's gone pop. She's sold out. Much like they did to Taylor Swift. Although with Taylor Swift, that was a literal change in genre. With Jewel, it was, this song was like tongue-in-cheek. Like, it was kind of mocking that mentality. But then all that context was lost when they ended up using that song for razor commercials. But as Jules said, you know, it was something along the lines of that actually kind of solidifies the message a little bit. It makes it even more ironic, but whatever. And then right after that, Liz Phair came out with Why Can't I, where she teamed up with The Matrix, who were the hot pop producers of the time. And they had worked with Avril Lavigne and, you know, and helped craft some of that pop sound that she had. And everybody's like, oh, now Liz Phair is selling out. And Liz Phair is like, it's still me. Like, listen to the lyrics. I'm still saying words in there that they have to bleep out on the radio. It's still me. I just wanted to have a little bit of a different sound. And damn right. Somebody like Liz Phair, who for, you know, about a decade at that point had been toiling away on college radio and playing clubs and everything, she deserved to have some major success. It didn't change who she was as a person either. So, and great songs that came out as a result of it. All right, I got to take one final break here before the end of this hour. Let me get that done. And of course, that is my favorite game by the Cardigans. And we are talking about what is your favorite game. That's our Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And don't forget to...